Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jaipa.
One flood and one pump. How the fuck do you do that?
What was that, Betty?
One flat and one pump. How the fuck do you do that?
One flat and one pump. How the fuck do you do that?
You have to be in a really bad state of affairs when you wake up in the morning for that to happen.
Drunk? Maybe.
That's possible.
Way high.
Super high. Well, 1 foot is high anyways.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know how you could actually leave home and walk to work in one flat and one pump and not realize that you're wearing one flat and one pump.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, I got to slide back here. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable Shyamba radio host, Betty, and you know what? My bed host says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 60, Struggling with My Safe Space. For Monday, September 26, 2016, the weirdos in suits want me to tell everyone that the Joe and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of the station, owners, or their sponsors. If you don't like lowbrow comedy, go watch Fraser or some stupid intellectual show like that. We fart on this show. With that out of the way, now for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Thank you, Betty.
No problem, Anthony. Now I know I asked this last week. Oh, just tell me we're done with this fucking humidity, please.
Well, unfortunately, Betty, we are not done. We are not done with this fucking humidity. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. And unless you're listening live, it is not currently 78 degrees Fahrenheit and storming with humidity of 74%. There's a dew point of 60. Yes, exactly, Betty. There's a dew point of 69 degrees with a heat index of 80. And the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. It's always 10 miles. I swear, it's like the Lost Island or something. Always 10 miles.
How can it be 10 miles when it's storming?
You know what? You can ask weather.gov because that's what they always say. They always say it's 10 miles, even when it's storming.
I'm going to stop your weather for just a brief moment.
Okay, that's fine.
Because the reason why I haven't been doing any of the weather is because it's been freaking wrong. Every day that I report based off of weather.gov, it's been either the exact opposite or nothing at all. And nothing at all. If they're saying it's going to rain, nothing happens. No, well, so it's like,
The weather in Florida is relatively predictable. So, you know, it could be broken all summer and we wouldn't know. Because all summer, it's a high of 95 with a heat index of 103, a 35% chance of afternoon storms, which really is 100% chance of afternoon storms. It always storms in the afternoon. Anyway, so tonight, where were we? Oh, yes, the visibility was 10 miles in Tampa Bay. I'm going to have to restart this weather track. We're going to run out of time. Hold on. There we go. Okay.
Shyampa.
There you go. Yeah, that's what you're listening to. Wait, hold on. We didn't access the database. That's why we're having trouble with the weather. You didn't access the database. Hold on.
Yeah, you know, for some reason, I don't seem to have that sound effect.
I seem to have burnt myself in the process, though. Ow.
That's not good.
No. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Do not really try this at home, folks.
Yes, folks. Well, maybe you should. But one more time. All right.
Cheyampa
is right. All right. So, tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 75. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 8 in the evening. A chance of precipitation is 70%. On Tuesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 88. Isolated showers and thunderstorms before 2 in the afternoon, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 5. Chance of precipitation is, surprise, 30%. Tuesday night, it's usually 30% here, too. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 76, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 in the evening, and a chance of precipitation is 30%. And on Wednesday, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 87 and a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorm. And that is your weather for Tampa Bay. How's the weather for you, Joe?
Oh, hey, thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Cheyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast, which is obviously not the time that you're listening to it, probably.
Unless you're listening right now. If you're listening right now, this is live weather. It's amazing.
It was 69 degrees, and the humidity was a dry 24%. The winds, and that's why I did the little... It's because the wind speeds are west at 23 miles per hour, sometimes gusting to 32. The barometer is at 29.93 inches of mercury. The dew point is low at 32, which probably means there's a wind chill factor. Visibility is 10 miles, and I think we are over it with heat indexes, at least for a while. Tonight, Monday night, we're going to be clear with a low around 55. It'll be breezy with the west-southwest winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour.
That's like scary weather for us here.
30, yes.
When 55, when it gets, when it gets 55, hold on, I got to stop your weather. Here, hold on here. hold on. There we go. All right, we just restart the weather track again. All right, so like around here in Florida,
yes,
when it gets down to like 55, that's hilarious. Because you get people,
they come out with booties.
They come out with booties, you know, like the moon boots, like the ones that we wear up north in like negative 20 degrees.
Yes.
Either that or the big fur-lined boots.
When it's 55.
The big puffy insulated jackets. Gloves or mittens, hats, knitted hats. Oh God, yes! It's like a friggin'
now
Arctic snap came through here. It's ridiculous.
Is that because of the dew point and the humidity levels?
I'm sure the dew point plays a lot into it, and the cold here does feel colder than it feels up north because it is a wetter cold. But I mean,
yes.
Seriously, some people just get dressed to the nines, like it's like sub-zero, absolutely Kelvin, like frigid temperatures going on. And I just had to say that. All right, you can go ahead and continue with your Tuesday weather then.
And by the way, you're listening to
Cheyampa,
and we love to talk about the weather. So Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 66.
We just spent 9 minutes doing
with
it.
The west wind. it's going to be breezy with the west winds of 15 to 20, with gusts as high as 30. Wednesday will be a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 1 p.m.
Sweet.
Yes, mostly cloudy with a high near 62. So it's hoodie weather. See, for us, it's hoodie weather.
Hoodie weather.
It's like, it's romantic hoodie weather. It's like a perfect time to go to the Botanic Garden, for instance, with your loved one. Or
66?
Or whatever.
66, 62. Yeah, well, that's the
it's
temperature.
Perfect cuddle weather.
Yeah, it is hoodie weather, because that's the temperature of my server room. So, and I sit in my server room. That's my office. So, I'm always wearing a hoodie, which is quite funny, because coworkers look at me when I'm crazy when I emerge from the cold IT room and I walk to the bathroom with my hoodie on and it's like 120 million degrees outside with a 50 fucking billion percent humidity rate. And they look at me like I'm crazy because I'm walking around in a hoodie with the hood up and like they're thinking I'm gone like crazy or some shit. So, yeah, I get weird looks from coworkers all the time with things. So, but yeah, no, that is beautiful, beautiful hoodie weather. You just sit there. And
yes.
Kind of like chill out. Sometimes I can fall asleep back there if there's nothing going
yes,
on.
Yes, you could. Nap, yes.
So
it's
anywho,
like meat locker temperatures.
Meat locker
but, you
temperatures.
You know, and that's... That's your latest Chicago weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@shyampa.info or call 813-327-8566. Betty will take your message.
She yes,
sure will. So leave us some juicy details about who you are, and we will be in touch. So...
Okay, are we done with the weather?
Quote unquote,
have we completed the weather?
We have completed the weather.
All right, we will move on from the weather track. There we go. I think this one is called Disco Donut or something like that.
I like Disco Donut. I like donuts, but that's besides the point.
Who doesn't like donuts?
Well, you know, apparently, oh no, why is the screen doing that? Oh no, you're not playing. Because you could be dangerous. Why did I even click that? Clicky, clicky, blinky, blinky.
There you go. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Well, no, I just wanted to make sure that nothing bad happened.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine.
Like
that's
errant, fine. Errant audio playing in the background.
Yeah, we don't want
audio,
that.
How audio just pops up.
It just pops up everywhere. Especially after
so did you know, Anthony?
Beans.
Yeah, right. Did you know that most Americans don't think being prejudiced makes someone a bad person?
Somehow I'm not necessarily surprised.
Apparently, a majority say that having negative views of blacks, Muslims, women, immigrants, and gay people makes someone prejudiced, but not necessarily bad.
Okay.
I just don't. I you know, shows...
You have to... Let's get all nerdy here. You have to take the legal... You have to... What's the context of bad? Are you a bad person if you cut somebody off in traffic? Or are you just somebody that just cut somebody off in traffic?
You're a bad person.
So you're a bad person. So what about...
You have to have a good reason for cutting somebody off. If you did it because...
Well, and that's the thing. What if you just cut somebody off?
Maybe
like
you're just
once
ignorant.
Or once. Well, exactly. Ignorance is bliss. And ignorance is so bliss in this country. It's great. But please keep going. Tell us about how being bad, even though bad can be very subjective. Or is that objective? Subjective.
Well, less than 30% of people of any age group, racial group, or gender were willing to say that any of the negative views tested made someone a bad person. But the majority said, you know what, it doesn't necessarily make them bad. It's like I can't condemn that person for holding that view. And that's like, wow.
Well, you know, it doesn't, maybe it doesn't make them bad. It just makes them ignorant. Why not? Let's just relabel it. We'll just put a different label on it. We'll just call them ignorance.
So would you say then that David Duke is an ignorant person?
Who's David
Duke?
He's
a bad person.
Who's David Duke?
He is the former KKK member that is running for Senate in Louisiana.
Okay. So do we know if he's killed anybody?
Well, he may have had decision-making processes that inflicted harm or possibly killed somebody.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that would be a bad person, clearly.
A bad person,
bad
yes.
person. But if he was just a member of the KKK and just kind of was there as kind of the, you know, the weekend racist, if he played a weekend racist, then he's just ignorant.
true.
I'm willing to usurp my news to cover the following. All right.
Usurp. Usurp.
Okay.
Well, I've got a timer set, and I just want to make sure.
Yeah, your news
that,
starts
you know.
In 4 minutes, so let's
right,
see.
Exactly.
Let's see what we can plow through here, and if we have to chop a few minutes off your news, you apparently are willing to do so.
Which is funny
because you typed this out thinking that we're going to be clairdescent about it, and I've smoked enough weed to like kill a horse. So I'm just sitting here, the blinky, blinky, clicky, clicky. Here comes these letters, going across the screen. So, and I just have to read them. It's like a teletype, you know, like when you see in the movies and the news stations where they just read, "I'm a big fat butthead," blah 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 blah. And they just keep reading it. So anyway, so we'll go. I guess we're moving on. Is that what you're saying? We're moving on from the bad people. Okay, so bad people are bad. Other people don't think bad people are necessarily bad. So you know what?
They might just be ignorant.
If you're not bad, you're ignorant. All right, so I was listening to our pals over at WEFT. Oh, and if you want to join us for this crazy discussion or just talk about anything, because that's pretty much how it goes, you can reach us, 813-327-8566. We're on Facebook. We have a blog. We have an email. playus@shinyupper.info. We have a Twitter, Twitter. We are connected
to the interwebs. It's at Shyamper Radio, all one word, Shyamper Radio.
Shyamper Radio, there you go. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was listening to our friends over at WEFT, and they were gracious enough to give us a plug this past Saturday.
Nice.
Which is always nice. Thank you, guys, because, you know, we plug you.
Thank you, guys.
And we appreciate the plugs. So, I believe it was Bill that made a mention on how it's funny or how he finds it suspect that he can hear, we can talk, and he can hear the bong at the same time or the water. I think he had to say water pipe, I believe, because they're on the radio. There's certain things they really can't say, I think. I don't know.
Right,
anyway,
right.
It doesn't matter. So, you know, he had questioned, you know, how is this possible with the two of you talking and the bong is going at the same time? And you forgot, Bill, we have Roger and Betty here, too. You know, well, not Roger. Roger's been away. But Betty, she's a big old pothead. Why do you think rush hour is so screwed up in the mornings? I mean, that's why she only plays 15 minutes of things. She gets bored with them. Exactly.
And only God.
It's Betty. Can't question Betty. So it's Betty. It's actually Betty that, and sometimes when she sits in the Tampa studio with me, I don't even have to smoke anything. I just get an awesome contact high because she's such a fucking stoner. Anyway, so that's, you know, you hear Betty sometimes too. All right, so we got a minute and 10 seconds left. You wanted to do some pluggies. So why don't you go ahead? I've been flapping my jibs enough. I need to update the database. So why don't you flap yours for a bit?
Well, I just wanted to make mention that we have this awesome new schedule. And part of that, though, we're going to do some quick plugs first. For the World Labor Hour from our friends at WEFT Champaign-Urbana, you can hear the World Labor Hour starting at 6 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yep. And the one on Sunday is the one from the previous Saturday.
Exactly. So that's also cool because if you miss it, you've got a couple of opportunities to hear it. Okay. sorry, I got lost there for a second.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
I just want to thank Kevin McLeod. He does Incompetech.com, does our background music, like what you're hearing right now.
Our lovely background music.
Yep. We have our fun toppers out of SCAT V, Boston Free Radio, Somerville, Massachusetts.
SCAT TV!
WGCS, which is the Radio Thrift Shop. Which now it still occupies a full slot every day.
Yes, Radio Thrift Shop is a daily thing because there are so many volumes of Radio Thrift Shop. I think we got like 350 episodes.
Yep.
So it's a massive undertaking. So it can go all week long and you won't hear a repeat. You shouldn't.
Exactly. That's awesome. And our Outfar Press, the shortwave report, which is awesome because there's different programmings from different parts of the world that you may not have heard of before. And then we've got some new shows that are coming from CannabisRadio.com.
Yep.
We're going to be featuring the State of Cannabis, the Tommy Chong Show, which comes up on Wednesday night. Just Say No.
With a K.
And it's spelled K. And good news. Uh-oh.
Ooh, I hear chimes. Ooh. Ooh.
Good news with Nurse Heather, the Russ Bellville Show.
Was that Nurse Heather's sound effect?
I know. It was my countdown clock. It finished.
Okay.
In addition to the fun Russ Bellville Show, we've got the 9/11 Wake Up Call, Radio Curious, the Global Research Hour, Upstate Radio Theater, and Earshot 20, which we pulled out of the weekday rush hour.
Yes.
Because we wanted to give it some time. It's got a lot of cool music in it, and I want to hear more of it.
Yep, and you'll actually see some of our regular weekday rush hours kind of falling into our regular schedule because we like it. It's going to make weekday rush hour a little more complicated because I guess we have now officially become the radio for all radio station because that's where most of this content comes from, and it's really all of the regular shows that they run. So we added 25 new hours a week of programming, 25 and a half new hours a week of programming every week. Should change every week. It should be great. So, okay. So, I highly recommend tuning in during the week. And again, up front to all night long. We got some CPR news in there throughout the day, the toppers in the afternoon, Betty in the morning, and we also have...
And now for the news!
We have Joe's news.
Yes. Hey, good evening from the Chicago studios. It's the Worldwide News segment, and I'll get to the top of my script.
I got to do the
reporting
same
thing. By Nita Bahala, editing by Ellen Woolhorst. I would also like to credit the Thomson Reuters Foundation, the charitable arm of Thomson Reuters that covers humanitarian news, women's rights, trafficking, land rights, and climate change. Visit news.trust.org. So, clad in black sweatpants, red jackets, and white helmets, the hundreds of cyclists pedaling the treacherous, steepy, narrow mountain passes to India from Nepal could be mistaken for a Himalayan version of the Tour de France. The similarity, however, ends there. This journey is longer and tougher. The prize has no financial value or global recognition, and the participants are not professional cyclists, but Buddhist nuns from India, Nepal, Bhutan, and Tibet. Wow, Anthony. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here getting fat in my comfy chair eating something.
I'm eating popcorn.
500 nuns from the Buddhist sect, not eating popcorn, known as the Drukpa Order, on Saturday completed a 4,000 kilometer or 2,485 mile bicycle trek from Nepal's Kathmandu to the northern city of Leh in India to raise awareness about human trafficking in the remote region. When we were doing relief work in Nepal after the earthquakes last year, we heard how girls from poor families were being sold because their parents could not afford to keep them anymore. 22-year-old nun Jigme Kanchak Lamho told the Thomson Reuters Foundation all of this nice stuff. We wanted to do something to change this
Wait, are you going to be okay? Do we have to have breaking news?
I choked on an M&M remnant.
All right. Okay. Are you going to be all right on us?
Yes.
Do we need to cut to an early commercial break?
No, I can continue.
Okay.
We wanted to do something to change this attitude that girls are less than boys and that it's okay to sell them. they want to change that attitude, she said, adding that the bicycle trek shows women have power and strength like men. You can read the whole story by visiting Facebook. We have already posted the links to articles on our social media on Twitter and Facebook, and it'll be there after the show, too. So there you go.
Okay, great.
Yes. So, you know, shit happens and shit, and your phone lands in the hands of the one you least expect. In this case, it's going to be the cops. I can't imagine any of us, why any of us would be in this predicament, Anthony. Could you?
I don't know.
I know there's
possibly.
Yeah, all right.
Who knows? I lead a double life.
Yeah. Well, the Associated Press reports authorities say a Pennsylvania drug suspect who dropped his cell phone while running away from police took to Facebook to warn his friends not to call that phone number.
I see.
And you know what? It doesn't say in the story, but I'm going to just interject that he probably didn't have a PIN number or anything to, like, secure his phone.
Probably not.
Or... Ooh, that revenant really did a number on my throat.
Caught it here first.
Ooh.
Joe Chokes on an M&M.
Oof.
Only on Cheyampa Radio.
An M&M revenant.
That's even better, an M&M revenant.
So, Lackawanna County detectives say 25-year-old Scranton resident James Lee Hankins... fled when police tried to arrest him for an undercover drug deal involving heroin and cocaine on Monday afternoon. Police say a woman who knew Hankins let them search her apartment, and they found him minutes later in her basement on a computer that had a page open to Facebook.
Sweet.
Detectives say Hankins posted a message telling friends he'd be off Facebook for a while and asking them not to call his phone until he said otherwise. Now, online records don't list an attorney for Hankins. You know, he's just a dumbass.
Yeah, sounds like him. Not too good. All right, so.
So, let's go on to the next story.
And such we are doing.
So, this is a huge problem in Chicago, especially at train stations, which attract homeless. And on late nights, drunks casually pissing here or there. And, of course, maybe having public restrooms and hiring some folks and, oh, well, who's got the money for all that? Instead, we spend it on paint.
You know, the bathrooms would be such a... Because I can't tell you how many times I've had to pee when I've gotten to the train station, and I'm like, there's nowhere to pee.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of businesses won't let you go in and pee in there. But anyway, I digress. Please continue.
I don't either, now that I had protesters at my restaurant, which we can get to in my plethora discussion.
Oh, yes, we will get to those.
But anyways... what you don't see, folks, in the picture that I may or may not have attached to the link, the guy is holding the bottle in a very suggestive pose, like as if he's actually peeing. But it's just a water bottle. Anyways, pee picture. According to the Associated Press report, the Philadelphia city's main transit agency plans to try urine repelling paint to combat smells and complaints about cleanliness. The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority will run a trial this fall of a product called Ultra Ever Dry, a surface coating that makes urine spray back on the offender. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush said complaints are common for any large transit system. SEPTA's maintenance crews are always looking for new ways to tackle cleanup issues, aside from their regular cleaning routines. The coating has been used in public spaces in San Francisco and Hamburg, Germany.
There we go.
From what we've understood, it seems like there's been some success with the coating. So we are certainly willing to give this a try. San Francisco Public Works Department used the clear liquid repellent on some of its city walls to fight a chronic public urination problem. A light pole corroded by urine fell on a car in San Francisco last year.
Wow.
That's crazy. So, public urination in Philadelphia, as in San Francisco, is illegal. The offense carries a $300 fine. SEPTA officials haven't decided whether they'll coat the elevators, which they should do in Chicago, too, which San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit Agency did to 80 elevators last month, or try the repellent on walkways or walls. Bush said trial costs are minimal, and the news website Billy Penn first reported the agency's plan.
Wow. You know,
they need that stuff everywhere. I'm sorry, but
we're just going to cover the world in piss repellent.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And, well, there you have it, Anthony.
thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique, and this is definitely unique, on air, spelled with an E, and oh yes, a galactic streaming experience? Visit Shyampa.info to find out how. Hopefully you've already found us if you've gotten this far. Hang tight, folks. We will be back in about 4 minutes. We need to go find some walls that aren't coated with non-pee paint stuff, whatever the hell it is. All right, we'll be back in about 4 minutes. Hang tight, folks.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Flavor, no sugar. Now in Wild Cherry Bubblegum. Available in limited areas.
The coffee is excellent, really.
You're listening in on a hidden microphone at Chicago's world-famous Cricket's Restaurant. Tonight, along with a complimentary meal, we're secretly replacing the fresh brewed coffee usually served here with Folgers Crystals. Will it be rich enough for our special guests?
It has a nice, rich coffee flavor.
It's Folgers Crystals.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. This can't be instant coffee. 10 being the highest, I rate it as 10.
Mountain-grown Folgers Crystals. Coffee rich enough to be served in America's finest restaurants.
Captain O.G. Rigmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii is getting snow, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends, you heard it first, and you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines, because reading is what's news.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is, oh crap, there's a ton of them again. Fuck, fine. Here we go. National Situational Awareness Day, National Dumpling Day, National Johnny Appleseed Day, National Shamu the Whale Day, National Pancake Holy Day. Shit. Do you know what it's like to be keenly aware of your situation? Not so happy as a dumpling or Johnny Appleseed with his shiny red apples. How Shamu came to be in this sentence is just weird. So go eat your pancakes, then go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News already. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You are welcome, Anthony. Where's Roger? I have not seen him around lately. Did his tuba pooper finally give out?
His what? His tuba pooper?
I think she said tuba pooper. I don't know. This is a little weird. I don't know. No, he's... we have him at the shop right now. He's getting a little tuned up. We are trying to fix the oil leak problem that that has inflicted so many of us that has been coming from his rear compartment. So hopefully we will have him all fixed up and ready to go in a few weeks. So, all right. Okay. So it's time for some crazy Florida news when I get the right track. Wait, there we go.
Yay.
Oh, bless the database.
Oh, I feel bad for just everybody, all the victims in these stories.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. Our first story of the evening comes from WFLA News at Tampa Bay. For those of you who drive your children to school, you know that car line can be a bitch. But instead of teaching your kids how to be responsible citizens and leading by example, this Pasco County parent decided to be a big douche nozzle and show his kids just how much of a narcissistic dick he could be.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, here we go. So, according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, 34-year-old Lawrence was driving his 2006 Cadillac CTS, which weighs more than 3,500 pounds, in the drop-off loop at a Pasco County elementary school. A 79-year-old volunteer who was directing traffic in the loop had attempted to direct Lawrence into the proper lane to prevent him from endangering students during the drop-off. However, Lawrence refused to change lanes because he thought he was more important than anyone else and couldn't give a flying fuck if he endangered the other kids. Who cares? He had somewhere to fucking be. That's all that mattered. That's all that mattered to Lawrence. So, according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, There we go. Hold on. Yeah. It's a special night tonight. After repeatedly ignoring the volunteer, Lawrence took his foot off the brake while the volunteer was standing directly in front of the Cadillac and purposely struck the volunteer. The volunteer sustained a minor leg injury with bleeding and had also had a noticeable limp. The victim declined fire rescue treatment for the injury. Lawrence stated that he felt threatened by the volunteer when she told him to move into another lane. Wait, what? He felt threatened by a 79-year-old woman directing traffic in a car loop while sitting inside his 2-ton Cadillac CTS. You've got to fucking be kidding me. This dude has got to be one of the biggest douche nozzles on the planet. That's all I'm going to say. I'm sorry. That is a piss-ass excuse.
I totally agree with you. I mean, that's just a stupid-ass... You're carrying a killing machine. You're in a side of a killing machine. Totally protected.
Well, yeah. Because
Cadillacs are still pretty big-bodied cars,
yeah, they're,
right?
Yeah, they're big cars. The CTS, yeah, they're big. They're almost 2 tons. They're pretty big.
That's
a lot of weight.
Quite a force.
That's a lot of weight. That's a lot. But the scary thing is people just don't care. So, but Lawrence was charged with aggravated battery with a vehicle on a person older than 65 years old. So, good yeah. Lord. So, they didn't have the charges listed, and I didn't really do too much searching on it. It was just kind of there as it was. So, yeah. So, here's this one. This one's a little weird. And I probably should have like edited this song to like have like pitch dips in the middle of it to sound all disjointed. Because yeah. Our next story comes from WCTV out of Tallahassee, Florida. It involves a bit of Florida nakedness.
If you're eating,
I recommend you stop eating or you just turn us off and come back in about 2 minutes or 3 minutes or just listen anyway. Who cares? According to authorities,
if you have fetishes, you have to listen even closer.
Was that our LGBT moment? Hold on. Hold on. There we go. Okay. So according to authorities, Patrick was at a Panera restaurant staring at a woman and her friend. He was feeling love in the air and was staring at them so intently that they had moved to another table in the restaurant.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Patrick left the restaurant after the women changed tables and returned with a Publix cup and went into the restroom. Seriously, if you're eating, just hang up. After he exited the restroom, he walked over to the woman's table and said, "Here you go," and dumped the contents of the cup onto one of the woman's neck, shoulder, and arm. God bless Tallahassee. Patrick apologized for spilling his drink and exited the restaurant before leaving in a black Honda. Shortly after, the woman realized the fluid was Patrick's baby batter. And someone said, "Fuck this shit, y'all. I'm calling the police." And the cops came. Because this happened in Florida, Patrick accidentally dropped his cell phone at the scene. And employees looked through the phone and saw explicit photos of Patrick in the bathroom. Previously this year, Patrick exited a restroom at a sports bar with his cock exposed before rubbing it on a woman's back. Patrick was also involved in another incident this year where he followed a woman home and walked to the front door of her apartment building.
Oh, my.
He then began to dance and roll in the grass after the in the parking lot. The grass next to the lot. Yeah, right. A mental health expert has been appointed for his pre-bond screening. Wow. Yeah, so there's a plethora of crazy in that one. A plethora of crazy. All right. Okay. So let's move on. I got not too much more going on, so let's move on here. All right. When you've been hanging around the house all drinking all day, living the Florida lifestyle, sometimes you're just too fucked up to go out and run some errands. Wait, haven't we discussed this before?
You know what, Anthony? We sure have. And there's been times when I play this exact track and live the exact same Florida lifestyle inside my house.
There we go.
It's true.
There we go. Hey, you know what? If you're living the Florida lifestyle, whatever you do, take an Uber. All right.
Stay home.
Yeah. Well, drunks like to roam. Drunks are like zombies. They like to roam. All right. So anyway. The Daily Commercial brings us another news story about someone living the Florida lifestyle. Then that probably would have been better off calling 911 for some beer.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was a previous incident. According to an arrest affidavit, Nakia told Eustis police that he went into a liquor store and left his silver Chrysler 300 running outside. When he returned, the vehicle was gone. What a shock. Leave your vehicle running while parked in front of a liquor store. What could possibly go wrong? What else? You know, what else is wrong? The fact that our story has two names that I need to phonically spell out in the script. We've got Nakia and Eustis. All right.
That's a big car.
A Chrysler 300. Yeah, it's a full-size car. It's definitely a full-size car. So, the police did some good old-fashioned police work and found Nakia's vehicle in a parking lot behind an apartment complex with a pack of natural ice beer inside with one can missing.
Oh, my.
Yep, exactly. So, after knocking on several doors, police learned that a man had just walked from the car to an apartment. So, police followed the lead. When Jesse stepped outside to talk to the officers, he had a natural ice beer in his hand. Jesse admitted that he had just driven the Chrysler from the liquor store, but that the car belonged to his girlfriend and that he had permission to use it. So police contacted his girlfriend, who admitted Jesse had used her car, but that her car was a silver Dodge Stratus that Jesse never returned.
That's
because he had driven a completely different car back to his girlfriend's house. He went from a Dodge Stratus, which is a much smaller car, to a larger car.
Still pretty decently big.
Still pretty decently big, but they are different cars. They are.
Yes.
I would hope you would notice that, but that's living the Florida lifestyle. Jesse was charged with That's too complicated. It's too complicated to drive the same car to home that you drove to the liquor store. You know, hey, that's the Florida lifestyle. Oh, God. Jesse was charged with grand theft auto and was released from Lake County Jail after he had posted $2,000 in bail. And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Oh, good Lord.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned in, Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Yes, thank you, Betty. I don't have a thank you to the Betty to this one, so whatever.
You're welcome, Joe.
So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on tonight, folks. And as a matter of fact, in about 12 minutes, the two idiots. See, I don't want to be an idiot anymore, Anthony. That's why
I'm not
I changed
an idiot
that,
anymore.
That a little bit. We're not idiots. We're just lovable. And our two politicians are going to be
We're
kind of
idiots. When
lovable.
We get really high, we're kind of idiotic when we get really high.
Yeah, but we keep to our time constraints, so.
It's all about keeping to the time constraints.
I had a couple of things to talk about.
All right, well, why don't you have the floor, Joe?
I'm just going to jump around. I'm going to take number two instead of number one. This whole thing with the Wells Fargo employees...
And behind door number two is a brand new Frigidaire washing machine, complete with automatic cycle.
This one, you get a lot of prizes with this one, right?
We have a phone call coming in. Do you want to grab the phone?
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do it.
All right. Hi. Thank you for calling, Shyampa. You are on the air.
Hello, caller.
It's Ezel. Ezel!
Hey, McAdoo.
Up, guys.
we're here. It sounds like you're in a wasp's nest, apparently, of some sort.
No, man. No, the bees, they were too bitchy, man. You know,
bitchy bees.
I got bitchy bees. They even stung me this week. Them bitches, man. Cause you know what? It's getting cold here in Armpit, Wisconsin.
Oh yeah. You guys are getting some chilly nights now. You know?
Yeah. So yes. So anyway, so they're getting bitchy, and you know the yellow jackets are messing with them and shit like that. So I kind of moved on to a different endeavor. Okay.
Okay.
I was sitting there one night, and I said, "Man, I'm gonna put myself in a fish pot."
A fish pot.
A fish pot. Yeah. So I got
a pot in which you cook fish. Correct.
No, a fish pot. You know, a fish pot in the ground, man. I dug a hole. Put it.
Oh, a pond. A fish pond. Okay.
Yeah, man. I put some of them, you know, them koi fish in there.
Okay.
The guy at the pet store. course, that's why, you know, you got to aerate the pie, you know, for the fish.
Okay.
And I said, okay, so he sold me this aerator, okay, man? So, you know, the fish were doing good, but I sit there, and you know what? They get kind of boring, because, you know, they just hang out, they look at you stupid, like, shit, you know? So, I hooked up my bong to the aerator, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, did you ever see a fish do a somersault?
No, but I'm sure you did.
Man, I'm telling you. And you know what? They're just as cool as me now. Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hold on. So anyway, so, you know, they do that. Now they're doing some crazy shit, man. You know, they look at each other. They just stare at each other all the time. And then, you know what? Instead of fish food, they want Oreo cookies now.
Oreo cookies. There you go.
You have to see a cornfish with an Oreo cookie in his mouth, man. Yeah, it's the funniest shit you ever see.
Wow, there you go.
So if you got a fish tank or a fish pond, you know, put some of that juice in there, man. Give it a little bit of aerated juice, and the fish will do some crazy shit for you.
I bet that makes an awesome bong, too.
Oh, man, it's great, man. I'm telling you, I just sit right over there and take it all in, man.
There you go.
Anyway, so other than that, man, business as usual. And like I said, the bees are bitchy. In fact, I'm looking over there now, and...
Uh-oh, I hear him.
Uh-oh, hey, I got to go, guys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. I'll see you later.
All right, be careful, Ezel.
After me again. All
right. Wow.
So if you want to be part of this awesome experience, you know, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. If you've taken classes or in you know, did some kind of new entrepreneurial thing, or like Ezel, he is now into fish.
Fish, yes, he was doing
international.
He was doing bees before, but now he's on to fish.
It's going to be an intergalactic fish expert.
I'm still wondering what happened to the wet and dry bong that he had for a while. That one was kind of awesome, you know. So I'm kind of curious. Look, there's a brand new This Way Out. I'll have to remember that when I close.
Yes.
It's already
loaded
in.
So, well, you know, we've had some really awesome topics of discussion this night. I'm really happy. I wanted to just kind of mention... well, no, I can't do that because that would be jumping the gun. So, anyways.
Okay. all right.
How much time do we got left?
We've got about 3 minutes till the ugly lights come on. So you can talk about the crackdown on food trucks, or the employees, or what are you feeling?
Oh yeah, we were talking about the employees. Yes. That whole thing scares me.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
When people at a bank can install accounts on your dime and take your money. How's that even possible? And how did people discover this?
Apparently, Wells Fargo made it possible somewhere. Which means, because I think I might have an account or two with them somewhere. Maybe I've got seven or eight. Who knows? Maybe I've got a dozen. Ooh, class action. I'll get $3.25. Exactly.
You know, it's insane that they're that these big banks are allowed to do this. Bernie Sanders was pointing this out during the primaries, and now all of a sudden, you know, Hillary Clinton is starting to say pipe up about it, and it's ridiculous. It's like, you know what?
She'll say anything.
This shit's been going on for years. Yeah, she will. It is.
That's why I don't even want to watch the debates. I'm not even interested in watching them.
I want to watch it for the entertainment value, just to see what kind of crazy thing she's wearing tonight.
That's fine. I'm going to put on Murder, She Wrote on Netflix and crawl into bed with a freshly packed pipe and call it a night. that's my plans for the evening.
That sounds good.
See, there you go. Hey, what happened? There we go. The music paused for a moment. I didn't know what it was doing. So, Yeah, and then our new schedules. Just check out our website for our new schedule. Give us a listen.
Yep.
We have a high band and a low band option. We have a little pop-out window. On our blog, you hit pop-out window. It opens a separate browser window. You can minimize that off in the background and while you do your thing, you know.
And the blog has been polished.
Blog has been polished. We may have to revisit that repeating background, but we can consider that in the near future.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I like the graphic, but I don't like the repeating pattern of it.
Okay.
It's a little busy. But
we can deal with that.
We can figure that out. We can figure we are working for you here at Chiampa Radio for your eyeball comfort
when
you visit our blog. Tried, tested, and proven true. And our new broadcast servers are doing great. And
good.
Yeah, I've been listening on those, and they've been nice. And nobody should have noticed the switch. If you're still using the Listen to My Radio app,
which
you know what that means. Which, as you were saying, you were going to say something about the app. We have a few moments.
Well, I was just going to say, the Listen to My Radio app is just horrible.
Oh, it's awful.
That shit was horrible.
It's awful.
For me, I sent you a video of what happened. I could not connect to anything to save my life.
Joe was unconnectable. Unconnectable, so you.
I said, I'm going to use the internet radio app, but now I'm going to probably have to start using the podcast app. Or somehow find a way to record what's being broadcast on the days that I'm working. Because, like, there's Upstart Radio Theater that I've never heard of before. So, like, what is that?
What is Upstart Radio
Theater? What's that show about?
It's some awesome stuff.
I think
stuff.
It's on a Thursday, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's something Thursday at...
Is it like 1:30 or something?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, or 1 o'clock central.
One central, 2 Eastern. So, but anywho, so now we do have to push this on. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight or listening in on your favorite device if you're listening to us on a recast.
And yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in no matter how you do. And while you're at it, be sure to visit www.archive.org, where we found Headphone Meditations, which now has 2 time slots on the weekends. The first one, Anthony, is at what time?
The first time on the weekend is at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And then we run it at night on Saturday only at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central.
There we go. So, and I found it pretty nice. I liked it. I was glad I got it.
All right. Fantastic. Make your commute more commutable. Listen to Weekday Rush Hour with Betty, which is a whole host of great programming and 15-minute chugs because she's a big old fucking stoner. We source from great minds at the Radio Archive site at radioforall.net. Radio number 4all.net. That's where most of our programming comes from. They carry Radio Thrift Shop, WGCS, Shortwave Report, and Out for Our Press from by Dan Roberts. Oh my God, I'm falling over my mouth.
Wow, Anthony, so much great programming and talent, stuff you won't find in mainstream media, folks. I can't leave the show without plugging our own website and other social media. Visit us at www.shyampa.info for our complete programming schedule. Twitter at Shyampa Radio. Facebook, www.facebook.com/Shyampa Radio.
All right, thanks for tuning in tonight, everyone. We'll be back next Monday, I think. Check out www.chiampa.info. You got all that shit. Remember, folks, when you're living in the Florida lifestyle, having situational awareness is like pissing on a piss resistant wall. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with a W.
Sure.
What the hell?
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.